On January 3rd, a jury will begin hearing evidence in the sentencing portion of the trial of Dylan Roof. Last week, Roof was found guilty of 33 charges of federal hate crimes in the killing of 9 people at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. So the jury will now determine whether Roof will be sentenced to death. Of course, capital punishment remains a subject of intense debate in this country, but a report issued today by the Death Penalty Information Center shows actually its use is on a historic decline. Robert Dunham is the group's executive director. He joins us from Washington. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, Robert, when you say decline, what exactly do you mean?
The use of the death penalty is declining by almost all measures. I think the most significant one is that this year we will have fewer new death sentences imposed than in any time in the modern history of the United States death penalty, dating back to 1972 when the U.S. Supreme Court declared existing death penalty statutes unconstitutional. We're projected to have 30 death sentences this year. That's 40% below last year's number, which in itself had been a 40-year low. In addition to death sentences being at record lows, we had only 20 executions this year, which was the fewest in a quarter century, and only 5 states carried out executions, which was the lowest number of states to do so since 1983. What we're seeing is the death penalty is being used less and less by fewer states, by fewer counties within the states, and when prosecutors do seek the death penalty, it's being returned less frequently by juries.
So, interesting point there. Let me ask you, do we know if prosecutors themselves are seeking the death penalty less often?
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty less often, that's in part because they are aware of the reaction of the public. There was a highly publicized instance in the Carolinas earlier this year when a prosecutorial office announced that it was not going to be seeking death anymore because juries had returned life verdicts in the 6 previous cases.
Now, of the states that are issuing death penalties and carrying out the executions, is it the same states that we're seeing over the past decade or two?
The death penalty has been being used progressively less, and so fewer and fewer states are actively carrying it out. But what we've seen is that a small number of states are responsible for most of the executions in the United States. Texas, Georgia, Missouri, Alabama, Florida, and Virginia. And if you look at those 5, you've got almost all the executions in the U.S. in the last 5 years. In fact, this year alone, Texas and Georgia by themselves were responsible for 80% of everybody who was executed. But one of the most important things to note is that at the same time that these states continue to carry out executions, the juries in those states are not imposing death sentences in anything close to the same numbers. So in Texas, for example, where you had 7 executions this year and you had 13 executions last year, juries imposed only 6 new death sentences in that 2-year period. That contrasts with the levels in the 1990s when in 1 year Texas had imposed 48 death sentences.
Interesting. Now, does this decline match or coincide with a change in public opinion about the use of the death penalty?
Public opinion is mixed. The public opinion polls indicate that support for the death penalty is at its lowest level in 40 years. The Gallup poll measured it at 60% of Americans when asked the abstract question, do you support or oppose the death penalty? 60% said they supported. The Pew Research Center poll indicated for the first time in the history of that poll that 49%, less than the majority of Americans, said they supported the death penalty. What's interesting, though, is when you then ask the policy question and say which is preferable as a punishment, the death penalty or life without possibility of parole plus restitution, more Americans now are saying they prefer the life option. And that's the case even in states like Florida, Louisiana, Kentucky, that are known as pro-death penalty states.
So what's driving this? I mean, if we're having some shift in public opinion and this also at the same time this reduction in the use of the death penalty, I mean, what's really going on here?
I think what's going on is climate change in a metaphorical sense. We are in the midst of a major U.S. change in attitudes about the death penalty, and it's not attributable to any one factor or one circumstance. one thing that most people think did have a significant impact and is continuing to have an impact is the question of innocence. Since 1973, 156 individuals who were wrongly convicted and wrongly sent to death row have been exonerated. And somewhere along the line, the public understood that the death penalty carries an inherent risk that you may be sentencing to death somebody who is innocent. The fear about executing innocent people has been realized. There have been several instances in Texas where there are clear examples of people who are innocent who have been executed. And we have on one of our web pages a list of questionable cases where there are people who are executed despite significant concerns about whether they were innocent or guilty. And the list right now is at 14 and climbing. So that's been one of the major concerns.
Robert Dunham is executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. We have a link to the group's new report about the use of the death penalty in the United States. That link is at hereandnow.org. Robert Dunham, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.